move it. I'ma shoot at you, shoot at you, shoot it. I'ma do my work, I do it smooth. Do it. Fucking niggas, yeah, they really frauds. Prove it. It's a perfect day to be a boss. Do it.
It's a perfect day to be a boss. Do it. Every day is a perfect day to be a boss, man. New day is a good day. 24 hours will be great, man. It's a great day to be great. What the hell is up, OTNT fam, man? Let's go, man. It's your boy. It's your host. It's your DJ, OTNT. And welcome to the most time podcast in the world, the OTNT show. The world, Craig. Not the city, the world. Yeah, man, if you can tackle the world, watch this, man. But, yeah, man, thank God for a new day, bro. As always, a new day is a good day. And, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, great day to be great. But if you haven't yet, like, subscribe, share. I'd highly appreciate it. Thank you very much. Plug one of your homies in. Plug them in. Plug them in. But, yeah, man, appreciate y'all for taking your time out your day-to-day to come kick it with your boy, hear my voice, and hang out real quick. What was I saying? I lost my train of thought. What the fuck was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I told y'all, I'm back on my shit. Back on my bullshit. I'm going to try my hardest, though. But, yeah, man, it's a TNT Tuesday, man. TNT, man. Next episode, I'm coming out Thursday. Be on the lookout for that. And yeah, I'm just gonna get back to dropping my twice a week, man. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, 100 some episodes so I can get on that. So, gotta get to it. It ain't shit but to do it. Bow, growl. But yeah, today's episode's not gonna be, you know what I'm saying, nothing too crazy. You know, nothing too extensive or long. But I'm gonna just talk about, like, broke, you know what I'm saying? Like, we always say boys, you know what I'm saying? Or fucking, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you're broke, or I don't want to be broke, or da-da. But to me, what does that really mean when we say that? You know what I'm saying? To me, it means a little bit something different than I feel like most people would perceive to what I, you know what I'm saying, to what I think, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to play this quick little, you know what I'm saying, interview of Bob Marley. I think I want to play the whole thing, but then I'm like, I don't know, it's 12 minutes. But it is a really good interview. So honestly, yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and just play that shit for the intro because this is a good, honestly, no, I'm going to say that for a different day because it's just funny how he talks about the motherfucker, bro. Like, damn, bro, like, white people be on that shit. Like, the way he was just describing Jamaica and just, like, you know, this other shit was just foo-foo as fuck, but I'm going to just actually go back. And I'm gonna just play the little clip and then I'm gonna just go into my thing.
Reggae music was born.
The reggae music was born. Yeah, bet. So, yeah, with this quote, it'll probably just.
But Bob reckons BMW stands for Bob Marley and the Wailers.
What the fuck? This motherfucker did not just say BMW stands for Bob Marley and the Wailers. BMW engineering? Really? Okay. 60 minutes. So that's for all the people that be swearing like things is credible and like, bro, y'all don't understand the system we live in, bro. There's some so incredible thing that was deemed credible back in, you know what I'm saying, literally fucking 50 years ago. But yeah, that's why I don't know, take everything with a grain of salt, but yeah, pretty much, it's just brokenness is a mindset, so really has nothing to do about money in your pocket to me, but I'm gonna play this shit, and yeah, man, tune in.
Wailers. But Bob reckons BMW stands for Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Oh, he said he reckons, okay.
Have you made a lot of money out of your music?
Money. I mean, what is how much is a lot of money to you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Have you made, say, millions of dollars?
No.
Are you a rich man?
When you mean rich, what do you mean?
You have a lot of possessions, a lot of money in the bank.
Position make you rich? I don't have that type of richness. My richness is life, forever.
Even though the temptation is to laugh at a...
Yo, So yeah, pretty much like you were saying, bro, my richness is life, you know, and it's forever, you know, we're eternal.
Your last record is very.
So, yeah, thank y'all for tuning in, man, and I'll see y'all in the next segment. Bow, bow. Yeah, on that note, we're going to listen to something. Bobski, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do that thing real quick. Just listen to some Bob in the back, but yeah, it's a very, very powerful statement that Bob said. You know, like, no cry, no woman, no cry. Yeah, man. So, I mean, this episode ain't gonna take that long. Just short and sweet, straight to the point. Like, I just think people get fixated on how much money, possessions they have. That's what makes you rich. You know, that's what makes you better, quote unquote. It makes you high status in this, you know what I'm saying? And don't let me knock it like, shit, if I get rich off my podcast, I wouldn't be mad. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get rich. Fuck what y'all talking about, real shit. Yo, my fault. That shit low key cut out. Fucking alarm went off. I gotta go here soon. But, they wanna lose that, so I'm not finna be sitting there. They're just gonna have to deal with the segment, little cut off, whatever. But, yeah, fucking. To me, it's not about your possessions, you know? It's not really about what you have, you know? That doesn't make you, you know what I'm saying? Like, better than anyone. Like I said, bro, to me, I want to be rich, bro. Like, but that's because it comes from a given heart, you know what I'm saying? It comes from a given place. So don't, like, mission screw, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to say it's bad to work for your goals or, you know what I'm saying, go for money. And that's a whole nother podcast episode. This thing, like, I can't be mad at someone trying to use the tool that was, you know, created to, you know, facilitate certain powers. You know, that's why I don't want it. It's because, you know, maybe it's power. But that's also why people should screw with that scripture that says the root of money is all these righteousness and love. But love of money is the root of all evil. Because think about it, bro. If you, you know what I'm saying, down bad, you know what I'm saying, greedy, you really need some money bad, you know what I'm saying, you need some, you're going to do some low, down, grimy, foul, raw, you know what I'm saying, maybe it's process, whatever, and no shame and none of that, no knock to none of that at all, you know what I'm saying, people got to do what they got to do to eat, you know, it's just humanistic way it is, you know, to try to pretend that, you know, or act like we're higher, you know, when shoes could be on the other foot in the blink of an eye, you know, we all walk on this life. And, yeah, you know, like, that shit ain't easy, so, but that's why I don't make, like, you know what I'm saying, money's a great asset, but there's still higher values above money to me, you know what I'm saying, like, fucking God, you know, my family, you know what I'm saying, happiness, peace, you know what I'm saying, fucking, you know what I'm saying, just things that money can help, of course, you know what I'm saying, I'd definitely rather cry in a Benz than a Honda. That's not a diss to Honda, it's just a saying, because Honda's a reliable car. That's probably going to be my next car, deadass. Deadass, though. Just because it's a good, reliable car. But, yeah, fucking, money is an asset, it's a tool, you know. But, to me, like I said, bro, that doesn't make you rich. Like Bob Marley was saying, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't make you someone rich, you know what I'm saying? His richness is in life. That's what I aspire to be. And that's what I try to be, to love a life, to have a piece of heaven right here on earth every day. You know what I'm saying? When I wake up, I try to be joyful, you know? And that's what I try to do, you know? But, you know, I'm a depressed motherfucker, suicidal motherfucker. But some days it's harder than others, you know? I really do hate fucking working. Like, honestly, my job is not bad. I honestly low-key love my job. And that's weird to say, because I've never said that about any corporate job. But that's the thing, it's a corporate job, you know what I'm saying? It's still something that I don't want to see myself doing for 30 years, 10, 8 years, 10. I'm like, God damn, people be here. And that's, again, no knock. Good shit, you know? But to me, that doesn't, that doesn't give me the peace of mind, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there's so much I can do in this world. I don't want to be behind, you know what I'm saying, someone. I want to do my own thing. I want to travel the world. I want to be able to drop this and pick that up and go here, flip around this, do a backflip, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But yeah, man, fucking brokenness is a mindset, dude. Like, when I say that shit, it's like, there's certain things that I just won't do for money. Like, my brother's like, you really my brother, bro? You my homie, bro? There's no way I could even think about stealing something from your house. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's broke boy mentality. That's broke nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a loot after this real quick. Let's go. Turn up.
Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown. And that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Feel me? Don't worry, be happy, man. No need to hear that. Just, you know, let the worries go. Be happy. And be joyful. You know? So that's, to me, is true witness, true richness, is that being able to not worry and be happy, be present in the moment, you know what I'm saying? Fully. Be enlightened, be truly in your own, you know what I'm saying, being, be yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's richness, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying, like, it's a mentality, bro. Like I was saying, bro, if you have a mentality of thinking, goddamn, I need to get over on my friend, the motherfucking get, you shit, bro, you trash. Honestly, bro, if you, bro, like, especially at this age, bro, we've grown, bro. If you're doing bad business, my nigga, if you fucking owing people money, telling people to send you money and shit like that, and you're not coming up on your end of the bargain, bro, you a bitch. And you a broke-ass bum, bro. I don't care if you have $1 million, because that's some broke-ass shit. And obviously you don't, because if you did, you would come down on your bargain or at least send the money back or something of the nature to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Scammers, like, people that do that shit, bro, like, you're broke, at least scamming that way, like, you know. And I ain't trying to knock nobody or even trying to fucking advertise or promote, but, like, you know what I'm saying, like, there's different types of scamming, but, like, people who scam people they know or, like, used to know and shit like that, like, those are the lowest type of people, bro. Like, y'all are weak as shit, bro. I hope y'all here. I hope you're offended, bro. Fuck you. I'm a mama, you know, but I walk the high road, because I done got, you know, but I'm focusing on it is what it is. Like, bro, they obviously needed that money more than me. All I can do is remove myself and keep them pushing. Well, 100. You know what I'm saying? 100. Not straight up, you know what I'm saying? Because think about it this way, bro. Me, that's why I don't fuck over nobody, bro. That's why nigga, I'm going to hold my end of the bargain. I say I'm going to pay you back, I'm going to pay you back. You send me bread, and I'ma do that shit. Cause why? You don't know who the fuck you fucking over. You don't know who he's about to be tomorrow, who she's about to be tomorrow, who they about to be tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I think if you do that shit, you just fucking shooting yourself up in the foot. Think about it this way, bro. Like, the janitor today could be the CEO tomorrow. It's just such a simple quote. You know what I'm saying? OTNT fans out there, start a fan page, Instagram page, and add that to the quote. Fuck over the janitor of the day. You won't get to meet the CEO tomorrow. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, you don't know who people are going to become. You don't know what they on. You don't know, you know what I'm saying? So why keep that energy? Why not spread love and positivity? That's a rich fool. That's a rich mind. That's a richness mind. That's a mind full of richness, I should say. Boom. Don't Zion in the Zion. Boom. In the creation everywhere. We're jamming. What about the wrong? We're jamming. We're jamming. 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 Because, yeah, man, that shit, you know. And also, when I say that, that's why, like, I try my hardest to conduct myself as a rich man, you know. If I want to be this multi-millionaire, even just a millionaire, you know, and I should shoot really high, so if I fall, at least I could fall comfortably, be upper middle class, not to stress. I could take off of work and go watch my son play some games, you know what I'm saying? I could take off of work and go to vacation with my family and not be fucking stressed out, you know what I'm saying? All my bills are on auto-pay and we fucking chilling, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I aspire to be, what I aspire to get, you know what I'm saying, for my future family and life. You know what I'm saying? But if I want to be there, I got to conduct myself like that now. It's richness, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't hear about multi-million money. That's what I was talking about. Like, I don't want to be. That's what I was going to say. Sidebar. I know you usually don't know how to fucking find this. But Will Smith. Now that's going to be a whole other episode. So, but I don't know. It's part of the position stage. But that is. Like, that's why I try not to react out of my own. You don't hear about no Bill Gates and Elon Musk or whatever. You know, like you said, you're chilling out. You know what I'm saying? Barvin or some shit, something. Got too drunk and fucking had a fist fight of who has the biggest job. You know what I'm saying? Or some fucking egotistical fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's why I try to commit myself to never try to end up out of sync. And keep a cool head. Look at the future. Look at where I want to go. You know what I'm saying? Keep up that real consistent and shit. Strive. Do good. You know what I'm saying? Be successful. Fuck out with a good family. You know what I'm saying? Some of my podcasts. But yeah, I just want to take a moment to say shout out to every one of you beautiful listeners listening right now. God bless, I appreciate you. Hey, big, big shout out to Jimmy. Y'all taking over. Second place up in the USA. Solid fucking percentage keep moving up. I appreciate that. Shout out to Jimmy. Shout out to all my other food team countries too. Okay, no lie on the appreciate y'all, man. Every single time. Thank you so much. Hey, I get your boy. But yeah, man, shit. It's very, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes system was. So yeah, man, those are really my main points. I pretty much got them all out. Pretty short episode today. I'm just like, manifest and see the way you see, bro, you know? And it's not gonna happen overnight. That's also why, like, I'm not the wealthiest. I don't have as much money or anything crazy, but I try to give now because, again, it's a mindset, you know? Greed, that's not, like, the millionaire that's pinching the billionaire that's pinching me, you know what I'm saying? Did not start with, you know what I'm saying, man, he didn't have millions of dollars. Started with him pinching every single dollar we didn't have, man. And rightfully so, who am I to judge or, you know, diminish or take away from that? Because, it's hard out here for a pimp when you're trying to get the money for the win. Push this shit out. I said it's hard out here for a pimp when you trying to get the money for the rent. With the cash money spent, got a whole lot of bitches jumping shit. No, I'm fucking joking. Hey, not real shit though. So, like, I do understand coming up and pinching yourself with money, but at the same time, I'm just trying to remind myself to be humble and give. You know what I'm saying? It's a dollar I got that the homies and I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could pretend like a. But nah, nigga, I'm probably gonna buy that shit on some blunt ass. Put that shit down on the bed. You know what I'm saying? Bullshit the money down so many other ways. Why not help this person? It's gonna make a difference in their life. That dollar make a difference to them. It's gonna make a difference to me. You know what I'm saying? So. So when I do get busted my riches, you know, possessions or whatnot, I'll be humble and good for my soul, you know, and understand, you know, I can donate $1 million, I don't give a shit, you know what I'm saying, that was like a dollar, you know what I'm saying, at a point where it's like, you know what I'm saying, almost some $10, I'm finna donate that, nothing is just stay greedy and stay, you know what I'm saying, this negative mindset, you know what I'm saying, this, malice, you know what I'm saying, it's a very low vibrational, you know what I'm saying, method of trying to save money or trying to budget, you know what I'm saying. So again, that's a mindset thing, you know, that's how I gotta conduct myself like I'm rich, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. It's a mindset thing. You gotta be able to look yourself in the mirror and differentiate, you know what I'm saying, what is truly important and what is truly not. You know what I'm saying? How can you have a rich heart, a rich aura, a rich presence, you know what I'm saying, a rich life, be richness for this eternal life that we have, you know? So don't beat yourself up too hard. Don't, you know what I'm saying, belittle what you got going on, you know what I'm saying? Don't do none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't think, oh, because, you know, and that's another thing. It's a mindset thing, bro. If you got all your bills paid, your rent's paid, your phone bill, all that shit's paid, and you just waiting for your next check, which you might have, fucking $50 to live off for 2 weeks, you ain't broke to me. To me, that's fucking another episode I get into how America's figgity fucked, and the inflation has not kept up with goddamn minimum wage since the 70s, naturally. You know what I'm saying? But to me, you're not broke. You're handling business. You're doing well. You know what I'm saying? You're doing what you can to obtain what you need, you know? To obtain what is good for your soul. What's the song I wanted to play before I go? Boom. It's not the little bird. It's a... on Exodus. Said Jah would never give Bible to a boy. In the heart of America. Africa, brought to America. Fighting for survival. Buffalo soldier would never give up on palm head. Come, crucify the dress. But I'm just trying to find this one. Fighting for survival. Buffalo soldier. Rasta. I think about my is powerful man, man. I shot the sheriff. I can't remember that song, man. I should've. Come to me though, but yeah, man. I think that's really all I got for this episode. You know, you got your bills paid, you know, you're waiting for some more money coming in. You're not broke, you're doing it right. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're broke because you're saving, you're not broke, you're doing it right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a mindset. You know what I'm saying? Richness, have richness in life. Be blessed, my peoples. I love y'all. Blessings. Hey, big shout out to What Could Go Wrong Podcast. Shout out Julie. Shout out my boy Pierre. Nah, I can't even do that shit. He'll get it though. And yeah, man, shout out all my beautiful people listening to this shit. As always, shout out my gang, Philly Phil. Shout out Phil. Love you, Felina. Always and forever. Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody. If you listen to this, shout out to you, man. As well. I appreciate everybody that types in and listening, man. If you seen a listener, I just found out it was TJ, so shout out to my boy TJ Jenkins, old man Jenkins. But yeah, man, don't get caught in that mindset of being broke and just always trying to get up on someone and underhand and be deceitful and lying and you know what I'm saying? But be rich, bro. Be richness, bro. You have rich energy, you have rich presence, you have a rich life. So obtain that, walk into that shit, you know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, and also shout out to What Can Go Wrong Podcast for the stickers and goddamn koozie for me putting that into use, man. Much love, man. Really appreciate that shit. And yeah, gang shit, man. Y'all already know we rocking, man. All love, man. And hope y'all enjoy this episode, man. Stick around for the recap. Bow.
I don't wanna be waiting for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait.
Hey man, that's all I got for you. Don't be a broke ass nigga. It's like, but no, yeah, pretty much recap. Just taking this episode of this. Bro, be kind, bro. If you want some, manifest and see it. And I can put on it too, as if you're already happy. You know what I'm saying? Not your bills paid, you're not broke. You know what I'm saying? If you're saving money, you're not broke. You know what I'm saying? If you're stealing from your friends, it's good to be out there, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you cross people, last nigga, you're broke. You know what I'm saying? Grabbing. money from a panhandler, you know, a homeless person, being broke, you know what I'm saying? That shit is what makes me broke, bro. My mother says, rich people, that shit makes you rich. Don't forget that shit. I've reached this in life, peace in life. And God, stay good for more different people. The TNT show, a lot more on the way. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. 2022, we going up. We're changing things. We're adding things. You're going to see my face here visually. I promise you that. I'm going downtown, talking to, you know, get homeless people's stories and how they live, how they ended up homeless, you know, what's the struggles. You know what I'm saying? Just motivation, positivity, peace, and love, as always. I'm here for y'all. As I know you're here for me, you know. Thank y'all again for this conversation.
I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. Oh, I don't wanna wait in vain. No,
like Nike, I do it. Yo, bitch, I'll be choosing. All my niggas getting money, we never losing. She on my dick, cause she see I got a bag. Turned that bitch down, now she mad. Flexing on you niggas, I'm your dad. I've been so focused. Niggas been hating, they hopeless. Been at the sauce and they know this. Ballin' like Patrick Ewing. You ain't getting money, fuck you doing? 10 toes down, I'm true to this. Gotta go get it, no excuses. Ain't nothing stopping me, I'm come for everything that's mine. You can get money back, but not time. Gambling with this shit, rolling the dice. Niggas mad, I'm just living my life. Don't owe no nigga shit, I paid the price. Don't owe no nigga shit, I'm living my life, hey.
Shoot at you, shoot at you, shoot it. And I shoot at you, I shoot at you. Shoot it when I pull it, yeah, I got that loot. Do it, all these chains, they big and penis blue. Move it, I'ma shoot at you, shoot at you. Shoot it, I'ma do my luck, I do it smooth. Do it, fucking niggas, yeah, they really frauds. Prove it, it's a perfect day to be a boss. Do it,
shoot it, shoot it. I make a sound, they move. Bulletproof, bulletproof, my cherry red, the coupe. Let's go, free Taliban, free Salo June. He cold in December, might come out the roof. Hey, we was cooking up like we was selling food. Hey, drop a nigga's top like he took off his toupee. Yeah, she give me top, but I know she was too faint. If you wanna see the top, make sure you keep your tool lane.
Let's go. Shoot at you, shoot at you, shoot it. And I shoot at you, I shoot at you. Shoot it when I pull it, yeah, I got that loot. Do it, all these chains, they big and penis blue. Move it, I'ma shoot at you, shoot at you. Shoot it, I'ma do my luck, I do it smooth. Do it, fucking niggas, yeah, they really frauds. Prove it, it's a perfect day to be a boss. Do it,